A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now 10 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and you have now tuned into Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. It's the 16th of May, 2026, a beautiful, wonderful weather in the capital city. I hope you are all doing well, listeners, and it's a Saturday, and we know Saturdays is a day that we get a chance to do what we haven't gotten a chance to do during the course of the week, and we also have use that opportunity to do, to be running our errands, to be doing laundry, and so many things that we always do. If you have a side hustle, it's a chance to run around, to get your stock and everything. It's always a busy day, you know, as much as you take it as the day for you to rest. As much as you want to do the resting, you have bills to pay, so it's obvious you have to make sure that you have something that's always coming in your pocket, you know, here and there. So before I dive into what I have for you today, if you you know, you want to listen to your favorite talk radio station, and you're not finding yourself by the radio, you are more than welcome to download the Eagle FM app. You just go to Play Store, you download the Eagle FM app for free, and you are good to go to listen to whatever show that you'd love to listen to. And also, we have our podcast that's our podcast on the website, and that's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can listen to the podcast, the shows that you've missed, and as long as you know the date, the name of the show, then you are good to go, and, you know, update yourself with what you've been missing out on. And we don't only have interesting topics on radio, but we also have interesting topics and stories for you in our e-paper, pardon me, that's the Villager newspaper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. We always have interesting stories for you within the borders and out of the borders. And if you don't receive the e-paper, you can actually subscribe to our paper and also to the WhatsApp channel, and you always be updated with whatever we update for you on in our newspaper. And we also have our social media pages, that's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. There's always stories for you on the Eagle FM page and also the Villager newspaper page. Now what I have for you today, listeners, is my topic for today is forgiveness. You know, I've realized that we're in a world where we are living with hearts that are not forgiving, unforgivable hearts, you know. We are even failing to forgive ourselves, you know. There's so many things that are happening amongst the loved ones. There's so many loved ones that are no more in connection, no more close to each other or close because of failing to forgive one another. And also, again, you'd find that you find loved ones, colleagues, friends, that had something that happened between them, but then now, because of whatever has happened, they have started not to talk to each other and also not to forgive each other. You know, it doesn't mean when you forgive, it means everything's going to go back to the way it was. No, because obviously things will change. Things will start feeling awkward because the trust is no more there, right? And as much as you have not forgiven this person or whoever you are angry at or disappointed at, you won't actually have peace. I've realized that when you don't forgive, you also don't have peace yourself, because now you finding yourself stuck in the middle of something, and you wonder, but why is this not going right? Why is this happening? You know, because you don't have peace. You are not happy because of the ones that you are angry at. You know, when you have so much anger towards someone that you like, I'm not going to talk to this person. I'm never going to forgive this person. And, you know, you have so much at heart that you decided, I'm not going to do this. And you know, when you make up your mind that I'm not going to forgive anyone, and let me say, for example, these people are the ones that you always used to run to when you were in your midst of crisis and all that. And then all of a sudden, something happened, and you know, there's just some simple, small things that didn't even have to, you know, end up not talking. You're just supposed to solve it that moment, that instant, and then bygones be bygones, and then, you know, you have sorted your problem. But now, because you have an unforgiving heart, you end up it's just something simple, small, you make it big. And now you are all alone, and you tell yourself that, no, they have disappointed me, they have hurt me, they have done so much towards me, so I'm not going to forgive them. And when you have made up your mind on this, now you find yourself now going through some crisis whereby those are the only certain people that are supposed to be there for you. But now you have cut ties with them because of a certain issue or problem that you have found yourself in. And or they have maybe done something that you are not happy about, and you didn't get a chance to, you know, understand and get the reasons to why this has happened. And now you are there stuck. And you know, sometimes you always make up your mind as to, no, I will do this on my own. I don't care. I'm not talking to them anymore. So it's fine. I'll find a way. I'll find a solution. I'll come out of this problem on my own, and what's or not, and what's or not. And then now, at the end of the day, things don't turn out to be the way you want them to turn out to be, because you had so much hope. Yeah, that, no, this, I'm going to do it on my own, and it's going to come right, and I'm going to make it right. But now, unfortunately, this situation that you are in needs the help of one of those people that you're not talking to. And now you start being angry at everyone. And then because of this situation, you end up going to ask even the ones that you have never asked assistance from. So you go to the certain person, you ask whatever you need from that person, and they end up rejecting you, or end up not giving you the response that you are waiting for or that you wanted. And then now you start turning your back on everyone, you start hating everyone, and then you're like, I'm not going to ever talk to him or her also, because they didn't meet your needs, or they ended up not helping you, because you're so much hoping that, no, because I know I'm not talking to the system people, but I know if I go to her, I've never went to her or him to ask for assistance. I know for sure this uncle or cousin of mine will help me, because I've never asked for help from them, and you had so much hope that you get the assistance from here. So unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out, and then now you start having all the anger that you had on your friends or your cousins or whoever that you cut ties with because of a certain situation that has come between you two. You now put it on also your other relatives, your friends. You hate everyone now. You are angry at everyone and all that. But it's because of your own heart. You know, just to first forgive yourself for what you have done and what you've been doing. And then now you give the heart to also to forgive the others. I mean, you know, you would find someone thinking that it's only you that needs to be forgiving one. But you would find yourself in a situation whereby you also need to be forgiven. We all make mistakes in life. We all make mistakes. Now, you see, no one is perfect. You see that you feel like you are perfect, as much as they end up doing all sorts of things towards you. Maybe you found out that your best friend or your sister has not done what you have asked them to do for you. Or let me say, for example, if it's relationships, maybe you have asked your partner to assist you with something financially, and then they promise that, no, I promise that I'll give it to you, I'll do it for you today on Friday. Comes Friday, they fail to do so, and then the person continues, no, I haven't gotten a chance to do what you've asked me to do because of A and B and C. Let me try within this weekend. And now, because the weekend is now over again, and he or she hasn't done what you've asked this person to do, you like, it's fine, I'm gonna talk to him or her, and then you end up having the anger towards the person. And now, because of that, but anyways, you'd find someone forgiving the partner more than 10 times. Someone that even has cheated on them, they are forgiving. But your own relative, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your auntie, your father, your mother, you end up not talking to them for a whole year because this uncle of yours or this auntie of yours has done a certain thing that you're not happy about. by this certain partner of yours that has cheated on you for 10 times, 5 times. You've seen it, the signs were there, but you're still continuing with your partner. But a family member that will always be there for you. Even if you die right now, your family is going to bury you. Even if you find yourself in debt and it's a matter of life and death, a family member of yours, or this family will be the one that will be there to help you. But this certain boyfriend or girlfriend that has been doing all sorts of things to you, you have been forgiving them every day. It's you forgiving, and yes, we forgive. I don't know, every day you forgive, but now this person, once you are gone, they will be far away from you, you know. So there's so many things that's happening, and you know, forgiveness is an intentional and voluntary process of releasing resentment, anger, and vengefulness towards someone who has caused harm, regardless of whether they deserve it. You know, it is a personal therapeutic act of letting go of grudges to gain peace of mind, improved health and emotional freedom, distinct from condoning, forgetting, and reconciling with offender. You know, when let me use an example of family. You are at an event with the whole family at an event, a certain event, and now it's a get together thing, and you know how awkward it feels, ne? You are standing, I mean, you are seated amongst your cousins, and let me say it's the three of you seated together. You are talking with all of them, but there's these two cousins that you are seated with, they don't talk. And it's just the three of you. Now you are in between them. And as much as you even bring up a topic to discuss on, if you are discussing this topic with this person, the other one will be quiet because you are talking to the other person that they are not talking to. You know? And this is why, because they fail to forgive each other. Now, it feels so awkward because now you have to be, you speak to this one, when you are done, you speak to this one. You have to make sure that you are talking to them fairly, because one of them will see that, no, it seems like you love only this one, you don't care about me. Then they also start now hate, being angry at you, and then they have so much grudges on you and all that. Now, it's you having a heart with no peace. And you know, when you have you don't have peace at heart, and you have so much anger, anger, hatred and all that towards a person, you end up including everyone because of what you are going with, the certain problem that you are facing with this person and all that. And you know, I know it's something, it's very much challenging to forgive a loved one. As much as you want to do so, it depends on how much you are hurt. You know, a forgiveness can be difficult because it requires acknowledging the full extent of the hurt, you know, which can be deeply uncomfortable. While often beneficial, some experts note that in specific cases, you know, such as severe ongoing abuse, not forgiving can sometimes be a mechanism for safety and empowerment. So forgiveness is challenging because it requires overcoming intense emotional pain, you know, releasing a need for justice and letting go of the self-protective, often identity-defining anger and resentment. And it is difficult because it involves vulnerability and the perceived risk of being hurt again, rather than just condoning the wrongdoing. And you know, sometimes I wouldn't blame someone that takes forever to forgive someone. You know, you'd find someone forgiving the other person after 5 years, even after 10 years. It depends, you know, how big this was, the whatever it happened between them or among them. So it's something that one would understand as to why this person has taken time to forgive this person. And you know, sometimes we also let one not forgive the other so easily, because you know, sometimes you do something right now, I forgive you. The next time again you do something again, I forgive you. And now, because of this, they will take it as, no man, there's no point of forgiving this person over and over, because it's like they are doing things on purpose. That thing of, no, she'll forgive me, he'll forgive me, it's fine, I'll just do it. And it's not all about you. It's gonna affect everyone around this person, because even tomorrow, if this person come across, let me say, for example, now Francina decides that, no, she's gonna, she has said a certain thing or said some bad words, you know, behind someone, one of the relatives, behind the relatives back and all that. And then now, tomorrow this person it will be difficult for them to forgive, you know, because they'll be like, maybe she'll also be doing the same thing, because I have been forgiving this certain sister of mine for how many times, and it says we can forgive how many, 7,000 times, I don't know, but this person is still continuing to do the same thing. So if I forgive this relative of mine or this friend of mine, what if he or she will continue, will also be doing the same thing over and over? Not even the same thing, a different thing on different occasions, and then I have to be forgiving. So as much as this person comes to you and asks for forgiveness from you, that no, I'm sorry, and you apologize, and you try by all means to prove that you are really wrong and sorry of what you have done or because of your actions and all that, as much as this person is willing to forgive you, they think of the how many people have betrayed them, and how many people they have forgiven, and they still come back doing the same thing. More especially if someone that's very close, let me say for example a sister or a brother or a mother or a father, they betray their daughter or the son or nephew or whatsoever, and then now they think of you as a friend, or be like, if this relative of mine is doing, what about my friend, you know? So it's there's so many things that happens or that makes us make a difficult decision and challenging to see if I should forgive this person right now or do I need time to heal, and then that's when I can be able to meet this person halfway or to forgive this certain person. It's exactly 26 minutes past the hour of 9. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And today's topic discussion is on forgiveness. You know, we need to forgive one another. Like I said at the beginning, we are living in a country, in a world where we have so much anger. We don't have peace because we are failing to forgive one another. You know, some people have been like, ever since, it's maybe now going to be 10 years, no peace, they haven't forgiven one another. And sometimes maybe that's why you don't even have peace, because you have to forgive someone, you know, and it's always good to sit down and think about it, like, do I really have to do this? How should I do this? You know, forgiveness sometimes can bring you peace. You'll be at peace, you feel relieved, and all sort of that.
bed late, but you didn't wake up. My bones ache, cleaning the place up. Sometimes I wonder if you know I'm there. Sit down, take off my makeup, lay down, but you don't wake up. Sometimes I wonder if you even care. You can't remember the last time you told me I'm beautiful. And I can't remember the last time that you said anything at all. I'm a woman. Woman with the heart, I deserve your love. I'm not some girl, don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched, I need to be loved. Being just your woman is not enough. You don't wake up when it's too late to make up. You'll be the one that's alone, and that's so sad. In time, you'll find somebody. The truth is, she'll never be me. That's when you're gonna miss what we have, baby. Yeah, yeah. All I really needed to hear was you. Beautiful. All I really needed to hear was anything at all. I'm a woman, woman with the heart. I deserve your love. I'm not some girl who don't know what she wants. I'm a woman, I need to be touched. I need to be loved, 'cause being just your woman. I'm your lady, you gotta treat me like. Fighting.
All right, and it's exactly 42 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francinangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Forgiveness, it's what we have for you today. It's what I have for you today. Why is it so difficult to forgive? You know, because obviously, if everyone right now, I'm not saying not everyone, but majority of us have so many people that we need to forgive, but because of, we have reasons of because of to why is it being difficult to forgive this person, you know, or these people, you know. Sometimes it could be that the emotional and physical pain, you know, the deep wounds, it creates a lasting imprint on the psyche of making it hard to stop ruminating on the offense. You know, as much as you want to, and then you think of whatever has happened, what it's putting you through. Or what, you know, because sometimes when you end up being hurt and by someone or by anyone close to you or whatever they have done to you, now you think of so many things, you know, you even end up losing so many things because now the relationship between you and this certain person, this certain relative or friend or partner, maybe you had so much from this person, and obviously there's some people when they are hurt or disappointed, they have to let go of everything that reminds them of this certain person. So you end or the certain people, they end up, you know, giving back whatever they've received or just letting go of everything that has, it gives them a reminder of a certain person or the certain people because of what has happened, and they're not willing to forgive, you know. And so now they're like, since I'm not willing to forgive, let me just also let go of everything. So you end up losing so much, and now until you have made whatever decision you have decided to make, once you have done with that decision, it's when now it starts hitting hard, because now these people are no more in your life, because you decided to distance and cut them out of your lives. The things that you had that gave, made you had memories, pictures, everything, you have to let go of everything. And then it's like as if you are back to square one, you know. And also the need for justice and accountability, you know. Forgiveness often feels like giving up the right to see the offender punished or letting them off the hook. You know, when you forgive it, you feel like it's this person is gonna get away with it. You know, you would be like, ah, I forgive the person right now. You know, you get up into an argument. Now you need to now solve this issue, and then this person asks for forgiveness, and then you think of, okay, I forgive this person, they'll get away with it. And me that's hurt, you know, the me that's hurt, it's gonna be, I'm not gaining any. You feel like you're not gaining anything, because now this person has hurt you, you have forgiven them, and then it's you now. And then it's whatever that happened, whatever tension came between the two of you or amongst the family members, it keeps winding your mind. Even the words, you know, sometimes we even share harsh words. We exchange harsh words during that argument, and then at the end of the day, this person says, no, I'm sorry, forgive me, I'm the wrong one here. And you have said so much, you have spoken out so much words, you have expressed out your whole anger, everything that you had kept in heart, or at heart, you now start saying it. And then now this person decides to ask for your forgiveness. And then because you have heard so much, and you have thought, and all the words they have said towards you, everything they had said towards you, you think of, okay, I forgive this person. They walk away with it. I'm the one who's going to be in pain because the words that that this person has said to me, all harshful words, all the insults, and then he's gonna walk away with it, or she's gonna walk away with it, and you know, they won't see this, feel the pain. Now it's me feeling all the pain, and now you think of, no, I'm not gonna forgive this person because they're gonna get away with it. And I'll be the one all alone going through all the pain and all that. So you decide to let go. You'd be like, no, let's end here. Delete my number. Delete me everywhere. Wherever you see me, even if you see me coming from a distance, change your direction, or let me change my direction. You see me, let me be a stranger to you. You know, we say so many things out of anger. Because you are angry and all that, you tell this person that even if you see me from a distance, pretend like you can't see me, or pretend like I'm a stranger to you. Wherever we meet, let me be a stranger to you. And now, when you have said all this, now wherever you guys meet, you are strangers. And you won't be at peace, because you know how it feels like, especially when you're not talking to a certain person. Everywhere you go, even if it's on your phone, maybe if you're on social media, you end up coming across this person's post. Even deleted the number. Yeah? And then obviously on WhatsApp, you won't be viewing the status because you no more have the number. So you maybe say, for example, you go on Facebook, you unfollow the person, you go on Instagram, tweet, everything. Now, when you start scrolling on your phone, you go on social media, you meet this person, it's this person's image. Wherever you go, even if it's in person, you just have to see this person, or this person's name has to be mentioned. And the more it's being mentioned, the more you're coming across the pictures, or the as long as the person's name pops up, or that person's image pops up, or you see this person in person, it's gonna uproot up that wound, you know. Even if you have forgotten, but you haven't forgiven, it will uproot that wound, and It's gonna take you back to that memory, and it's gonna be more painful, because now you even start wondering, and more especially this person was so much dearly to you, and you never thought that you'd be you'd find both of you or no more talking, you know. You would now be like, you think so much, and you'll even be wondering, where is this person? I wonder how this person is doing. What is she doing? There's so many things, but you'll find some, they don't even think of them at all. And then when you hear that this person is no more, it's when you are regretting. You regret that, no man, I wish I knew. And you now even start blaming yourself, because now this person is no more, and this person has been trying to come to you to ask for, you have cut ties with this person, but after maybe a year or so, this person comes back again and asks for your forgiveness, begs for your forgiveness, but you still say, decide to ignore, not knowing why this person keeps on coming for their forgiveness. Because sometimes even this person might also not be at peace, because they feel like maybe when things are not going well for them, or they're not at peace because it's because they have hurt someone and this person is not willing to forgive them. So they feel like whatever the reason why things are not going well for them is because this certain relative or friend or partner is failing to forgive them. And they believe that once they are forgiven, it's when things will start going well for them. It's when they'll start having peace, being at peace. And it's so bad. Someone that you're so much close to, and then you meet in public or meet at a family occasion or wherever you meet up, and you just have to look at each other and continue. Proceed with your journey, wherever you are heading to. It will be very much painful, because you think of the memories, the time that you used to, update each other with whatever is happening in your lives. You always make sure that you are there for one another. You cover for each other if you're in a certain situation, And you even want to wish that things would just go back and remain there and not come to the point where you guys ended up getting into a heated argument, and now you have lost your friend or you no more. So this person ends up leaving the world. They are no more. And you fail to forgive this person. Now it's gonna be more, because you won't be at peace. You're already not at peace because you are regretting not forgiving this person. And you even be like, I wish I knew he or she's going to leave us. Then I would have just forgiven the person, although that connection, that relationship that we had will no more be there because of what has happened. Now you are there all stressed, you are there all worried, you don't know what to do, and you'll be there crying, and then you're asking for the person to forgive you because you failed to forgive them. And I don't know if it does work. I've never found myself in such a situation, but yes. And then now this person is no more and all that, and then you are blaming yourself. You are blaming to say that no, this certain person is it's their fault. If they just haven't done what and what, then there wouldn't be they wouldn't be where they are today. They wouldn't be against each other and all sorts of things. And when you find some people that are not at peace, or they're not forgiving one another, or they have issues with one another, the way they do things, they even start having revenge, because this person has hurt you. You decide to do all sorts of things. You'll be like, I'll make sure she won't have to be happy, or he won't be happy because of what he or she has done to me. And this person, and mind you, the person has tried to ask for your forgiveness, but still no. You started to like, no, I'm not gonna accept their forgiveness. I'll make sure that they won't have peace. But you feel like you are hurting this person. Yes, you are hurting this person, but you're also hurting yourself. You just don't realize it because you are doing it out of pain. Once you have done what you are doing, and then you feel like you are released, when you realize that no, you've actually been hurting yourself in all sorts of things. So now you'd also find that, memory hurts. Like I said, forgiveness doesn't equate to forgetting, but the memory of the pain can resurface, making the process feel non-linear. And also the identity and control, holding on to anger and the victim role can provide a sense of security and power, making people reluctant to give up that part of themselves. And also misconceptions of forgiveness, many mistake forgiveness for condoning, excusing, or forgetting when it is actually a voluntary release of resentment. So essentially, forgiveness is hard, like I said, because it requires us to change our internal state. You know, moving from resentment and self-protection to peace, even when your intuition screams to hold on. You know, as much as you feel that you are trying to protect yourself, the other side, you feel like you are protecting yourself, but the other side, I don't feel like you are protecting your peace, you know, because now it's going to be too much. And you know, when you have so many people that you haven't forgiven, your heart, you won't be, you even end up making bad decisions just because you are failing to forgive this certain person. And it doesn't mean that when you forgive, it means it's done. And it's just for you to be at peace. You forgive this person, but obviously the relationship will no more be the same as it used to be. You know, the way you shared stories, the way you were there for each other, the way you used to cover for each other, the way you used to share the secrets and everything. It will no more be there. And I know it's going to also be difficult for you to start all over. Like, you know, maybe let me say, for example, you have been with this friendship. You had this friendship for years, from childhood to secondary to high school to tuition, and all that, to varsity and all that. And now, all of a sudden, just a simple thing or something small comes up. And mind you, obviously, from the childhood up until where you are right now, your friend, you always faced some troubles, you know, together, but you forgave each other. You promised to be there for one another. You promised to forgive each other no matter what. But now all of a sudden you want to be angry towards this person for the rest of your life, and you decide not to even forgive this person. But try to think of how long you've come with this person for you to lose this friendship now. If you could be always forgiving those years, why can't you forgive now? But like I said, it depends on what problem it was or what caused this certain thing. So, you know, so sometimes the deep emotional pain, you know, the hurt may be so strong that the person keeps reliving it, making forgiveness difficult. And the fear of also being hurt again. I've also mentioned this at the beginning. You know, people may avoid forgiveness because they think it will make them vulnerable or weak. You know, and you know, there's some people that are jealous, of your friendship. Someone that was so much, you know, like they were trying to so much try to fit into your friendship gang or what so not. But they've realized that no, they don't fit to be among this group. And now one day they hear that no, Francina, there are no more friends with Maria. And then you'll be like, what happened? So because you heard that, you try to come closer to Francina to hear, what, like, you know, to get the story to what really happened, what transpired for you guys to no more be friends. I mean, you guys were friends from childhood and up until now, and you're no more friends. What happened? Now, I hear, this certain friend hears the story, the one that was trying to, you know, interfere. And after hearing it, you try by all means to make sure that they don't forgive this person. And they'll poison your mind as to, if you forgive this person, she'll take advantage of it, or she'll see you as weak, and she'll continue doing whatever she can, whatever she wants, because she knows you are a forgiving person. And I feel like being forgiving, it's the best thing ever. Because it will free you from everything. It's like how do I put this word? But it's like, it's something that relieves you from everything that you are going through. Let me just say, it's peace. It brings peace. As much as you are hurt, as much as hurting you, forgiving this person, it's freeing you from all the troubles and all that, because now you have brought peace on you to yourself. And now you being poison-minded by the other jealous friend that doesn't want you to have that friendship, because they always wanted to be part of that friendship, but they couldn't fit in. And they'll make sure by all means to poison your mind. And they'll be like, no, tomorrow it will be the same thing again. Don't give that person a chance. Don't forgive that person. They'll continue doing the same thing. They'll try to poison your mind by all means. And we live in a cruel world. We live in a cruel world. There is no one else we can trust nowadays. As much as you tell them your situation, what's happening right now, or what this person has done to you, they'll try. If they're not happy, or they can see that this friendship has come a long way, or this relationship has come a long way, and they have grown stronger. And you're so much wanted to see it fall, and now it's my opportunity to poison the mind because things are not going well for them. But if you are smart enough and you think of, no, I've come a long way with this person, why should I now end up disconnecting myself from this person if we've come a long way? You know, life is all about forgiving. There's a forgive and forget. And then there's some that say forgive but don't forget. So it depends on which category you are in. It's 1 minute past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa. And we are talking about forgiveness. Okudziminapo. You know, even right now you'd find some they don't talk to their parents. And they don't talk to so many relatives because something has happened during a family event and decide not to forgive this person and all that. But nowadays, death is very fast. I think it's just best we forgive, because you decide not to forgive this person today. Tomorrow, this person is no more. And then you'll be there crying, and then you start blaming yourself. You start hurting yourself. You are the reason to this person's death because you have failed to just give this person a chance and forgive them. You know, sometimes you don't know what people are going through. People are going through so much, and they also end up doing things that are not right, or end up saying something bad or doing something wrongfully towards you, and it was not their intention. They ask for forgiveness, you decide to fail to forgive them. And then this person, you don't know how many people are failing to accept their apology, how many people have failed to forgive them. And then they think of, yo guys, it's not worth living. What's the point? I've hurt so many people. It was not my intention. I tried to ask for an apology. I just to ask them to forgive them. Even my own parent or my own parents or my grandparents or whosoever, even my own sister or brother that are so much close to me has now distanced himself from me and what or not, and they've turned my back on. What's the point of living? And then this person has the suicidal thoughts in their minds. They go on social media. They try to find therapy through social media. You know, try to find healing through social media. But there's still no answer. They are trying to get any. Now their heart feels heavy, and they feel like it's pointless. No one wants to forgive me. It was not my intention and all that. And I've tried to look. And you know, sometimes people try to look for solution from someone else, and this person tries to makes it as if they try to judge them again. And they'll be like, what's the point? And then they end up doing whatever they think it's best to do, because they feel like that's when they'll be at peace. They feel like maybe that's how they'll be at peace when I'm no more, when I try to do this certain thing. 3 minutes past the hour of 10, you're still listening to Social Times with Francina. You can call in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's topic discussion, forgiveness. How many times should we forgive one another? And why is it important that we forgive one another? You can call us in studio on 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. We are going for a musical break. We'll listen to the sounds of R. Kelly, The Storm Is Over.
I was in a tunnel and couldn't see the light. And whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walking for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile.
But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over. The
storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come on and set me free. Whoa. Now in the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd and felt all alone. And every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven,
yeah,
is over me. Oh,
come on and set me free. Somehow my beginning stepped
right in.
Then faith became my friend. And now I can begin on the voices of a wind. When it's saying, storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
Feel heaven,
heaven,
yeah,
is over me.
Won't you come and set me free? Won't you set me free? The storm is over.
The storm,
yeah,
is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Won't you come?
Hey, just like I can see the light,
woo!
Shine.
To be booming the silly and tabazo with him in and say, Matan, when
you in this arm,
I'm so tender.
When I'm walking,
All right. 16 minutes past the hour of 10, and we are still continuing with our topic discussion, and that's on forgiveness. Before I went for the break, I have said that you can call us at 0832-888-401 or 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and your opinion on today's topic discussion. Why is it important to forgive, and how many times should we forgive one another? Do we have to forgive when we feel like forgiving, or regarding the situation you are in, or how should we forgive? Why should we forgive? You know, you'd find yourself forgiving every day. Every day you'd be forgiving someone. Even just a small, simple problem, you forgive. You always have to say, forgive me. Even if you are late, you have to ask for an apology. The apology has to be accepted. Maybe it depends on how many times are you being late and all that. So, before we went for the musical break, I was talking about the reasons or the causes of not forgiving. You know, I ended by talking about the fear of being hurt again, and also the pride and ego. You know, sometimes a person feels that forgiving means losing dignity or admitting defeat. Now you feel like, if I forgive, they will take it as they have defeated me. I'm defeated. I'm weak. You know, this is similar to the fear of being hurt again, you know, and, you feel like they won't be the respect. They won't respect you for that, because they know very well that you are a forgiving person. You are a person that understands, so you eventually just forgive and forget. But there is some that says we forgive, but we don't forget. So, another thing also can be the broken trust. You know, when the trust has been severely damaged, forgiving may be impossible. You know, as much as you have forgiven this person, you have trusted this person so much, and you have just come to a point of, you're not gonna be able to trust this person ever again, because you feel like they're repeating the same mistake over and over and over again, you know, and now you might not forgive the person easily. It might take a while to forgive this person, you know. Also misunderstanding forgiveness. You know, some people believe forgiveness means forgetting, excusing the wrong and reconciling immediately. But no. You know, it doesn't mean if you forgive today, then you reconcile immediately. No, it will be like as if you are starting all over, because it's not. It's more of being like a talking stage, because now it's you will feel like you're going back to square one, like you guys are now strangers, because you know you had a heated argument, or you had a disagreement, and now it requires one to forgive the other. You have to forgive each other. Now you are stuck there because you don't want to be the first one to forgive. You know that you both owe each other an apology. You all both need to forgive one another. But now everyone is competing as to, I'm not going to be the first one to forgive. He should forgive first, or she should forgive first. Now you are stuck there. Everyone has gone their own ways, and now you've parted your ways, and now there's no communication. Because you're waiting for the other one to be the first to at least send a text message that I'm sorry, or the other one to say, please forgive me, or what or not. So you guys are playing the muting game. You are there, all mute, all quiet. Days are going by. Days are passing by. You see it's weeks. You see it's months. You see it's a year. And deep down, you are not happy. You every time when a text message comes on your phone, or your phone is ringing, you are quickly checking, who is it? Is it your friend, or is it your partner that you haven't been in communication with, because you guys were in an argument? Then you become you get disappointed that no, it's not him, or it's not her, or it's not my sister, it's not my brother, it's not my friend, because you know what has happened. Now every day it's you rushing, until now weeks have passed by. You'll be like, I don't think I'll ever hear from this person ever again. because now you are in a competition of who's gonna forgive, who's gonna ask the forgiveness first, you know. And so also the emotional immaturity or unresolved feelings, you know, difficulty processing emotions can keep a person stuck in hurt and resentment, and also influence from others. This is what I said also begin at the beginning, before we went for the musical break, we would find that friends or family may encourage holding grudges instead of healing. You know, because now, you know, not everyone is happy with your relationship with your friends or with your partner or with your family. Like I said, jealousy is always there. Jealousy sometimes can be involved in it. And you want advice, right? Because obviously if you are going through something, or you went through something, or you had a disagreement with your friend or partner or loved one, whoever, and now you decided you don't know what to do. No, and now you go to a close friend or relative and you speak to them, you share with them what has happened. You tell them that, no, this is what has happened. My partner or my friend or my brother or sister or mom or dad, whosoever that's close to you, your loved one, has done this. And now you're looking obviously for a solution as to how you can overcome this and heal from all this pain. So sometimes the person you go to is a wrong person, because they are jealous of your friendship or your love or your relationship, and they wish they had such a friendship or loveship or what's or not. Now they end up giving you the wrong advice. They'll try to even play with your mind and poison your mind. They'll make sure when you go back, you have no second thoughts of giving this person another chance or forgiving them. You know, you had the hope when you came to this person, when you came to ask for advice. But when you go back, they'll make sure you go back with you not having second thoughts of giving this person another chance or forgiving this person. And then you'll be like, I think he's right, or I think she's right, the advice I got. Not knowing this person is trying to keep that grudge between the two of you, or whoever you are not talking to, or whoever needs your forgiveness. And they'll make sure that everything, you know, they'll play with your mind and make sure that what they are saying is true and this person is right, you know. And you'll be like, no, just make sure that they'll even try to like play your mind. How many times have you forgiven this person? No, and then it's you there giving all the answers. No, I've been forgiving this person here and they, like, a day doesn't go by without forgiving this person. And then they'll be like, you see, this person is used of you forgiving this person every time. So they are used of it, and they'll continue doing things on purpose because they know you are a forgiving and loving person. And then when you go back home, you think about what the advice you got, and you'll be like, ah, this friend of mine or cousin of mine might be right. Not even might be, but is right. I have been forgiving this person 10 times 10, 30 times 10, but still no change. And this person is doing things on purpose. This person definitely doing it on purpose. I'm not going to forgive. And then now you go home and then you decide to delete everything. Make sure there's nothing that gives you memories of that person that you are failing to forgive. Because your friend has said, because that friend of yours or relative of yours have decided not to forgive you. Now you are all stuck there, and then you feel like things are fine, and then you feel like you are healing, and then this friend or whoever gave you the advice of not forgiving this person comes into your life, and you'll be like, you know what, I'm so grateful to have you in my life. Thank God I came to get advice from you. Now things are much more better than the way they were. You know, and when you go realize it, once when you go to bed, it's when you realize when you are in bed, it's resting and all that. It's when you switch off your mind, and then your mind, you, as you're just in your own world, you start thinking and thinking and thinking, and things just start, you know, coming together, and then you realize that you are not at peace as much as you are. And there's people that are still pretending right now. As much as they try to pretend that they are at peace, they are not at peace. They're not happy because of them not communicating or talking to a certain friend or partner and so on. And you know, forgiveness is usually a process, so not an instant. It's not an instant action. It often takes time, reflection, and emotional healing. It doesn't mean you have to rush in forgiving, but at least try to forgive the person as much as you were hurt in all sorts of things. And you know, we have the types of forgiveness. You know, there's the forgiving of others, the forgiving of oneself, the forgiving of God, the receiving of God's forgiveness. You know, forgiving others, letting go of resentment, anger, and bitterness towards someone who has caused pain, which helps mend relationships or bring personal closure. You know, and also really, you know, when you're forgiving yourself, you know, it releases the guilt and the self-blame, and also allowing an individual to accept their own humanity, pardon me, and past mistakes, which improves self-worth and mental health. You know, you'd find sometimes you don't have a problem with anyone, but it says you yourself. You are failing to forgive yourself. And you know, when you fail to forgive yourself, you won't go further. Because you, every day you are blaming yourself, every day, even if you are past whatever that has happened, you continue blaming yourself, you keep blaming yourself over and over and over again. And every past mistake, you are still making it as it's a recent thing, it's a present thing. You know, you have gone past that, but you just still keep on blaming yourself. You just still keep on bringing it up. You still keep on, you know, and that already shows that you are failing to forgive yourself. And if you don't forgive yourself, you'll be stuck there. You'll just be there. And then you start feeling, why things are not going well for me? Why things are, because you are failing to forgive yourself and to accept and move on. I mean, if you can forgive the others, why can't you forgive yourself? You need to love yourself. You know, most of us, we don't love ourselves. We are trying to look on the outside, but forgetting about ourselves. Instead of forgiving from the inside and then you can proceed to the next, you are just stuck on the other. You can call us in studio on 083-2888-401. That's 083-2888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on forgiveness. Why should we forgive? Why is it important to forgive? It's exactly 28 minutes past the hour of 10. We're exactly 32 minutes to the hour of 11. We'll be handing over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio. Do stay tuned. We'll be right back.
kama ihone yaboya nichintambo zanizongo hawa uri kama ihone yaboya nichindirisa kama ihone yaboya nikwantambuza
you like I do. Day your life goes on, now you wish you
All right, 44 minutes past the hour of 10, maybe exactly 16 minutes until we hand over the mic, so the big mic in the Ondangwa studio. Forgiveness. Why is it so important to forgive one another? You know, when you forgive, it brings inner peace. You know, forgiveness helps release the anger, the bitterness, and the resentment, allowing a person to feel calmer and happier. You know how you would feel when you let go of something? When you let go of everything that you had, you know, when you have something kept inside and you don't speak out or you don't set yourself free from this thing, it will continue hurting you, it will continue haunting you until you let go of it, right? So it's the same thing as forgiving. Just for you to say out the word, but another thing is that you have to say, do it from your heart. Because now if you just say, no, I forgive you, for the sake of just saying the word out from your mouth, then you will still won't be relieved, because deep down, you are still hurt. You are still disappointed. But if you do it from the bottom of your heart, and it doesn't mean you have to forgive immediately, just that moment. No. At least when you go, wherever you are, you sit down, you go think through about this, and you see, you do your own thoughts on all this. And then once you know that, no, I'm ready, and I've realized it's like this and this, and then you just speak out and you forgive. Eventually you feel something heavy has left you, has left your heart and all that. And also it improves your mental health. You know, it reduces the stress, the anxiety, the depression, and negative thoughts. Because now you are failing to forgive and you are having so much at heart, and now you are all stressed. You are all depressed about all this, and you're thinking bad and all that. But once you try to forgive, ne? Once you try to let this go, you try to let this hatred and anger towards whoever or the family or whoever has done bad to you, you'll be much more better. You know how it is to be depressed and anxious and all stressed up and having all the negative thoughts. You end up making bad decisions, more especially if you are you haven't forgiven this person, and you end up thinking anything that's bad just to hurt this person, because it's revenge, like I said at the beginning, because you want this person to feel the same pain they have put you through. So you end up thinking of every bad thing, every negative thing that you know that it's worth good for you from your side to do against this person or this family member, just for you to feel better. And you know, number one, you have now thought of a negative thought, or you've thought of negative thoughts, revenge on this person. And then once you have done this, you feel relieved. But it's not a solution, because now you have made it more worse, because you feel like you are doing this for yourself. You feel like you're doing something good for yourself. Just to realize that you have done harm to this person emotionally, and sometimes it will be physically, and also this person's image. And then another thing again, now you have two things that you are facing. You haven't forgiven this person, and you have tried to hurt this person. And you feel like you feel good, you feel like it's a therapy to you, because you feel like you feel so good that what you have done, you are relieved, because now they are feeling the pain that you feel. Now you feel like it's done. But it can come haunt you back, even if it's after 10 years. And then you'd wonder, why am I not at peace? And you know what's bad, ne? Finding that this person that you have held revenge against decides to forgive you. Now you are still having that guiltiness of you haven't forgiven the person, and you have done all revenge towards this person, but this person came to you and forgive you, even though you haven't asked for their forgiveness. You know, there's just some people that they don't ask, wait for you to ask for their forgiveness. They just come to you like, you know what, I forgive you. I don't know the reasons to what you have done, but I understand why you did this, because I have hurt you, but I forgive you. This person walks away. Now you feel much more pain, because this person, he has forgiven you, and you have done so much harm to this person. You have made sure that they feel the pain that you have felt, and even much more worse. And then also again, you decide that you won't forgive this person, so you haven't forgiven this person. So you have still things on your shoulders, and you start now blaming yourself, you start being angry towards yourself, you start hating yourself, and things pile up. And now this person that you have failed to forgive is now walking freely. As much as they are hurt, they have forgiven you, and now you are there hurting, because the person that you have hurt and didn't forgive is now walking freely. And now you are piled up with anger. I don't know why I want to say anger. But anyways, forgive me, pardon me. You find yourself now, you have so much anger, hatred, and so much that you cannot think of to yourself. Another thing again, also, you know, it strengthens relationships when you forgive. Because forgiveness helps rebuild trust, understanding, and harmony between people. You know, sometimes forgiveness shows that this person really cares and know what they did. They know that they have hurt you. They know that they have done something wrong, and they deserve you deserve an apology. You deserve to get that apology. They need that forgiveness. So it even you yourself, it helps you trust yourself again. It helps you understand yourself, you know, because now you know who you are and where you stand. And also promotes emotional healing. You know, letting go of pain allows emotional wounds to heal over time. Because now you have forgiven, it's slowly but surely you are healing. You're letting go of all the pain, and you are starting all over, and you forget about it. Because you have forgiven, you will eventually heal from this. But if you haven't forgiven, you will live with it for the rest of your life. It will be haunting you, because you are not at peace. And this person also hasn't accepted, you haven't spoken to this person. And also it reduces, you know, conflict. You know, forgiveness prevents ongoing arguments, revenge, and hatred. You know, because now you are forgiven each other, you won't have that thing of, no, I'll make sure that she or he will go through hell, or she will go through the pain that he or she has made me go through. I will make sure everyone hates this person the way she made me hate everyone. You know, all sorts of negative and bad thoughts, they won't be amongst you, they won't be at your mind, because you know that you have forgiven this person, and it has reduced that conflict of the forgiveness and the ongoing arguments and all such sort of things. And also improves the physical health, you know, forgiveness with lower stress levels, better sleep and health, pardon me guys with my English, I know it's not our mother tongue, but, and healthier blood pressure. It also encourages compassion and empathy. You know, it helps people understand others' weaknesses and mistakes. It supports personal growth, you know. Forgiving others can develop maturity, patience, humility, and emotional strength. And actually, it makes you want to be matured enough. You know, and it also creates a positive environment. You know, the families, the friendships, schools, workplace, and communities become more peaceful when people forgive. You know, when there's no forgiveness, né, among family members or friends or school or workplace or a community, just an area, when there's no forgiveness, it can also separate people. You know, it can divide people, because now they know that there's an event at Uncle Who's house, or a certain school is hosting what, or a workplace is what. Most, maybe there's an angel function at work, and then there's four or five people they don't talk. They'll be like, I'm not gonna go there, it's fine, let them have their party without me. And then the other person, I'm not gonna go there, because we just find they don't talk already, so I cannot be with them, because if I hang around with them and now I have to be talking to this one, I'm done, I talk to the other one, and you know, they'll all feel awkward and all this, you see? So now it's going to be so awkward and all that, and it's gonna bring a separation amongst the loved ones, and families break apart, they fall apart, friendships fall apart, workplace, it's the environment is just toxic and bad because of the unforgiving hearts. But once you decide to forgive, it will create a positive environment, because everyone is getting together, everyone is smiling, everyone is happy, because we have peace. and we have let bygones be bygones. We have started to apologize to one another and just things to go back to normal. Although they want to go back to normal exactly the way it was, eventually, step by step, things will be better. And everyone will be willing to attend whatever event or occasion you're having as friends or as family or as school, as workplace, because they know very well that, no, they have put their issues aside. They are forgiving each other. At least now we'll be able to, you know, when you are talking, they can also, you know, intervene in whatever that's happening, because the relationship is back, you know, it's back to normal and all that. And also the spiritual and moral value, you know, many religions and moral teachings encourage forgiveness as a virtue that promotes love and unity. So forgiveness does not mean forgetting the wrong or approving harmful behavior, but it means choosing to let go of resentment so healing and peace can begin. So we have exactly 4 minutes before we hand over the mic to the big mic. Let me just play the last song, and then we'll be back to hand over the mic to the big mic and also round up everything that I have discussed from the beginning. Do not leave the frequency. Do stay tuned. We'll listen to the sounds of Maria Carey, Hero.
When you feel like home. Do you want safer roads for people who walk and cycle? Join the National Road Safety Council in commemorating UN Global Road Safety Week from 8 to 16 May. You can do your part by driving, cycling, and walking responsibly. To play an even bigger role, follow the NRSC on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to learn more and help make Namibia's roads safer for all. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Come exactly to the end of our topic discussion, and we've come to the end of social times. We are now handing over the mic to the Big Mac. But before that, think about what I have said today. You know, you perhaps sit at home right now or wherever you are, and you know that you haven't forgiven someone, or someone has been asking for your forgiveness, but you have tried to ignore this person. Think of how do you feel? How is your, do you have the peace as much as you have decided not to forgive this person? Are you at peace? Do you sleep? Do you have peace at all? Ekelefem, good morning.
Oh, sorry, Mami, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Bwana, how are you?
Students do not have this screen to keep time.
No, it's okay.
How are you doing, Mami? Sorry.
I'm good. How are you, Uncle Bwana?
Yeah, maybe I can just take a minute or so.
All right.
And then we apologize to the Big Mic.
All right.
So, if you know what, like you were saying, it's so troubling to within ourselves, our hearts, if we keep married, if we do not forgive. So, we actually inflict ourselves with pain. So it's not, you not live a very happy moment or life. If you do not forgive, obviously ourselves who are not forgiving, a person who might have offended us, it can lead to a lot of sickness.
Yes.
So heart attack, or before heart attack, all this depression and irritating. Because you are actually very angry. That's why the Bible says there, you can get angry, but don't sin. So the moment they now you get angry with that particular person, you don't want to forgive. A lot of evil thoughts might occupy your life.
Yes.
You know? That you want to do some kind of bad thing to that particular person because the person has offended you and you have that grudge, that pain within you. It doesn't help us to be productive or to be at peace. Even at home, peace might be disturbed. So, Mami, we can continue with this topic, so important, maybe next time. I will not be late.
All right.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, Ngambwana.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good.
All right. Let's give the mic to the Big Mic. But like I said, think about it. See yourself as to where you stand. Do you have peace? Are you happy? Knowing very well that you haven't forgiven this person, and also you trying to find a way to hurt this person because they have hurt you so much that you said, I'm not gonna forgive this person, but rather, you know, have that resentment, that grudge, and that revenge towards the person so you can make it equal. So how, where will you stand? is it bringing you peace? Think about it. Have a wonderful weekend. From me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, your Eagle on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Do take care and show love to your loved ones. Share the love. We shall meet again. Bye-bye.